Alex Esparza joins us, president of the Economic Strategies Development Corporation. Let's say hello to our guest. Alex, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much for having me.
Talk to me a little bit about what you do over there in the Pilsen neighborhood.
Well, we're an economic development organization. We primarily service the Pilsen neighborhood, as you mentioned. However, we're our at-large organization for the city of Chicago. We also have two programs that are statewide. So our backyard is Pilsen neighborhood. However, we're open for business for practically all of the Illinoisans.
So are you an organization that helps businesses or helps businesses get started or do more resolve issues for businesses once they're up and running?
I would say all of the above. So we focus a lot on the retention of businesses, big and small. We also take very serious replenishing any businesses that either leave the city or leave the state or just cease activity. Our job is to replenish them in neighborhoods, retaining jobs. We also do work closely with the city of Chicago, with Cook County and the state, providing various incentives for new companies to relocate into our different neighborhoods, especially in the Pilsen neighborhood. So, yeah, I would say that we focus on helping businesses thrive, but we also do have a big focus on startup of businesses, helping the entrepreneurs with marketing, with branding, with business plans, with access to capital, amongst many other things.
How's it going in the Pilsen neighborhood, and how hard has it been because of the virus?
Well, I mean, one of the things that we've learned with the virus is that adaptability is our only resource. So we're playing it by ear. Literally, when the virus recently broke out back in March, news changed daily, sometimes even more than once a day. So our job was to provide the most updated information, obviously working again closely with the city and the state, providing as much resources and guidance for the restaurants. I mean, truth to be told, I don't think any of us had imagined that we would experience something like this. I would want to say that from many other neighborhoods, we are still, you know, continuing. Obviously, there's challenges with COVID-19. However, you know, we're keeping our head up. We are helping our businesses as much as we can. We provided an updated list of the businesses that were still active. They're still servicing through carryouts and delivery apps. So we try to do as much as we can for them.
Who are some of the big employers in the Pilsen neighborhood?
Well, on the industrial area, we have Waste Management, Republic. We also have Ozinga. We have Pilsen, actually, for those that don't know, your listeners, we have one of the largest perishable goods of imports from the whole United States. So a lot of times I tell people the avocado that it's in your kitchen right now, or the shrimp that is in your kitchen or your refrigerator, Most of the time, I will guarantee you, came from the storage here in Pilsen. Mm-hmm. So we have a huge warehouses for perishable goods, and we have roughly around 1,300 businesses in the community alone.
What are some of the marquee restaurants? You brought that up yourself. When people either think about a type of food or a specific place to go, where do they think of when they think of Pilsen?
Well, I mean, for many, many years, I don't know if you remember, but Nuevo León used to be the staple of the community. Unfortunately, caught fire a few years back. But ever since then, there's been existing restaurants that have been here for many, many decades. La Casa del Pueblo, which is, you know, the home of the neighborhood, is, if you translate it, has been a staple of the community. We also have El Milagro, who's also a staple. We also have a lot of new up-and-comings, Cinco Rabanitos, we have Ibolina's Tamales, we have Dusex, we have Sky, we have Haisu, we actually just hosted on Tuesday our Taste of Pilsen event, which was a little bit different because of the things at hand that we have with COVID. Mm-hmm. But basically people got to do a restaurant hop all around the neighborhood with 25 restaurants just sampling their food. And it was a really neat experience nonetheless, considering that we almost didn't make the event because of COVID-19.
On a phone line is Alex Esparza. He is the president of the Economic Strategies Development Corporation, obviously focusing as much as possible on the Pilsen neighborhood. So that would be ESDCChicago.org, the Economic Strategies Development Corporation, ESDCChicago.org. Alex, keep doing the good work you're doing. We appreciate your time.
Thank you so much for having me again.